Mercy Corps is one of the non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, still providing humanitarian assistance in Iraq. It's helping to rebuild roads and schools and to restore water and sanitation systems. And it's providing social services to hospitals, orphanages, and women's cooperatives. For the last 7 months, Communications Officer Cassandra Nelson has been working mostly in the north and south of Iraq.
Our programs are based in the heartland and in the northern areas. We are not working in Baghdad or Fallujah or in the Sunni Triangle areas. And these are the areas that we've really seen the majority of the attacks on over the past few months. We find that in the communities we're working in, we are very welcomed by the people. Part of that is that we are very much identifying ourselves as a humanitarian aid organization that is neutral and that is there to help the most vulnerable people in the community and to really help them build their communities back up.
You would think twice about extending your programs into areas that are not as safe as others.
Certainly. For instance, in Baghdad, we have an office here. It's a representation office. We're not running programs actively in Baghdad. The way we handle security and other activities in Baghdad is radically different than we do when we're in the heartland and in the north. Here we don't have any signage on our office. It just blends into the neighborhood, and we travel around in unmarked vehicles. Completely opposite of how we operate in the areas where we have a very good community acceptance approach.
What do the Iraqis you work with think about the wave of violence?
They are extremely frustrated and demoralized by what they're seeing happening in these other areas. The overwhelming of the majority of the people that we work with are focused on one thing, and that's really trying to get their lives back in order. And when they see these kinds of incidences going on that have been happening, for them, they feel powerless to stop it and very, very concerned that it's going to spread further and really take away this chance they have at building a normal life.
What would be the defining factor that would cause you to consider to leave?
Certainly, if the security conditions get to a point where we feel that the risk to any of our staff outweighs the benefit that we're able to bring here, we would evacuate or we would downsize or do whatever was necessary to protect our staff.
Do you look for protection to the United States Army, or is that more likely to make you a target?
In terms of the coalition forces providing safety, we definitely have concerns that if we are identified as being close to them, we become targets too. And so we don't think that that is a way that we're really going to be able to guarantee our safety.
Cassandra Nelson is the Global Communications Officer for Mercy Corps.